Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
And I'm looking at a photograph here of a house in Dublin. It has three Christmas trees at the front. There's a giant Santa. There are all these beautiful lit arches. It's like a film set for the season on a gravel driveway. There are things on the roof lit up. Colours galore. This is the home of a man known locally as Mr. Tilly. And Mr. Tilly's been decorating his house for more than 30 years. He's raised €230,000 for Our Lady's Hospice and Care Services in Harold's Cross in Dublin with this festive display. It's one of the most decorated houses in the country. It's on Bath Avenue in Sandymount, Dublin 4. It takes 3 weeks to set up the lights. The display includes thousands and thousands of lights and people get involved to help. Liam is Mr. Tilly. Good afternoon to you, Liam.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing? I'm told now that you don't mind me asking your age, first of all.
Yeah, it's true.
What age are you?
I'm 90 years of age, heading 90. Next June, the 3rd of June, I'll be 91.
Oh, 90, you're 90 years of age, and you're in good health.
Good, perfect. I do a little bit of dancing as well.
Ah,
that's what keeps me, I think, going.
That'll keep you fresh. And come here, I presume you don't go up and down ladders these days anymore.
No, my children have stopped me this year.
Good, good. Tell us...
I do all the ground.
You do the ground lights and the decorating and so on. So who helps the rest of it then?
How do you mean? All my son-in-laws and a few of the people, lads out there, if I want them, I call them on them, or the Residents Association.
Yeah.
That are very kind to me when it comes to try to get a few bob. They look after me. They get it through Google. Google gives me a few bob to buy toys for the children coming around for Christmas.
Yeah. And when did you start decorating the house? It was 30 years ago, wasn't it?
Well, 30 years ago. It wasn't really dead then, 30 years ago. I done a small bits in the garden. And one of my daughters said to me, Daddy, why don't you do it for charity? So I had a bucket out of the garden with a pipe going into it and covered. And I might have got £300 or £400. And I divided it out in hundreds. I gave him Brother Kevin. Remember Brother Kevin?
Yes, yeah.
And some of the hospital, the children's hospital in Crumlin. But to the other place, and then later on in years, it hit me. I had an uncle in hospital in Harris Cross, my uncle Dan, and I was 70 years at the time, and yeah. I went up to see him dying, and he was in an organ bed, and the perfect big man he was. He was a cattleman on the B&I,
go ahead,
bringing
yeah.
the cattle away. He was a perfect big man. And he had his two hands on each side, like, in the bed, one there and one there. And they were steel. He was holding them. And I'm looking at him, dying. And I start crying. And a nun came over to me. She said, come on, I'll have a word with you. And she started telling me all what was going on with the hospice and this, that and the other.
Yeah.
And, like, at that time, they had only a few beds, ordinary beds, and I had trying to help people.
Yeah, the amazing work that they do, Liam, isn't it? Yeah, helping people.
Yes,
at that time.
It got to me then, 13 years ago, I said, here goes the hospital.
The hospice is, and that's why you're raising money for them. And what did you do? When you were working, Liam, tell us what you did.
Where was I working? Oh, God. Well, I got married at 23. I was doing a little bit here and there. At 24, I got a job in Grand Canal Street.
Yeah.
You know Grand Canal Street?
I do.
Yeah, well, around where all the apartments are on the bridge there.
Yeah.
That was a cattle.
It was an abattoir.
An abattoir. I worked there for 10 years. I worked hard in it.
You worked hard.
All the off on.
And then brutal
in later
work.
Years, I got a job in the ESB in Poolbeg.
Now, that'll come in handy for the lights.
And They didn't help me. No.
No, I'm saying your experience. Your experience.
I got a bit of experience. Uncle lad there, I worked with him. Damon O'Neill and a few other electricians. Like when you had a breakdown in it, you had to get all the gear ready to run and fix the trip, you know.
Yeah.
But so, anyhow, to get the money, I set myself, oh God, I bought a few tyres myself and I was paying the ESD bill myself. At that time it wasn't, I had many out at the time. But now I've a colossal amount out.
Now you have it all, the tyres, the decorations.
And I have a lovely backup. I have a lovely backup for paying the bill for the light. I have the pub up the road, the Bat Pub. Brendan is the manager and the lads, other people own this. But Brendan looks after me and he pays the bill every year. Like last year, I just give it to you now.
Everyone is helping.
It's £850.
It's an incredible amount of work. €230,000 for the hospice in Harold's Cross, and people can
so
go.
So far on the board,
so far.
I have outside.
Ah, you've a board and all.
£233,000.
Oh, geez, it's going up by the
made.
Minute. And you'll keep
that's
it decorated.
What I've made now.
The lights on till the 6th of January. Is that right, Liam? And that's on Bath
Christmas
Avenue
Day.
In Sandymount. Yeah. Have a lovely Christmas.
And before I go, I'd like to thank the residents
lovely.
Of where I live for helping me out as well.
The good people of Bath Avenue.
There's a few people, all my family, I wish them all a happy Christmas. I'm six in family.
Many happy returns, Mr. Tilly. Many happy returns.